Well, we left our homes to take a ride out west across the countryside, and we started out at 7 in the morning. There was a man named Blair who'd be our guide, and he took us for a Cape Horn ride, and the fields were overflowing with sweet corn. Then we made our way to Racetown, Lake 15 of us, for goodness sake, but we made it there and tried to settle down. When we parked the van, to our surprise, it had fluid leaking out the sides, and we knew that we would have to go to town. We spent some time in Pennsylvania, the lake. We drove through Somerset, and the rains have made the roads all wet. Rain won't stop a traveler on his way. So we hopped on 31 and drove a while. When we made it to a high pile, we knew that we would have to stop and stay. Next thing I know, we're rowing on a raft, and the water's rolling over fast, and the signs are reading rapids right ahead. Well, we all fell out to say the least, couldn't find a way to tame the beast, and it's amazing that we didn't end up dead. I'm spending time in Pennsylvania, doing things we've never done before, knocking still, feel that warm wind blow, Pennsylvania on the coast, don't ever let. Another night, and then we hit the road to the Iron City. North we drove, and I caught a shower and tried to wash my pants. We met up with the boys and made some noise, and we set up shopping, tuned our toys, and played our songs to make those people dance. And we got down in Pennsylvania, little town never seen before, and I can still see them endless Appalachian mountains rolling off across the sunset out my Pennsylvania door. Rolling off across the sunset out my Pennsylvania door. Rolling off across the sunset out my Pennsylvania door. Whoa.
Name big in the pen.